start off with a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on February 4th, 2021. Each instance of date, time, and location of this meeting provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Burdell?
Yes.
Booker?
Sure.
And who's online?
Is this on, Chris?
He is on.
This is Rhett.
Oh, turn it, okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, so Booker, he's online. I know he's texted me. Catalano?
Here.
Keeler? Lamia? Flexstein?
Here.
And Mayor Kelsey. All right, first up is a proclamation. I'm going to present Councilman Mark Flexstein. He's been a council member for three terms. He's been with us for 9 years. And he joined in a pretty time by accident right before Sandy hit. He was one of the many of us get through a pretty difficult time and he's rebuilding the town. So we owe quite a bit to him. And I just wanted to officially read this proclamation to him. In honor of all his years, he's a good friend of mine and he's been a great councilman. So I personally appreciate everything he's done since the town. So I just want to say thank you, Mark. Lexstein began his service with the borough of Seabright as councilman in February of 2012. And whereas Mark served the borough of Seabright in many capacities, including councilman, council president, and chair of various committees throughout the years. And whereas over the last decade, Mark has exemplified all the attributes of a selfless human being, showed fierce dedication to the community, was determined to enhance public outreach, was a relentless advocate for the taxpayers, and made Seabright an even better place to live and work. Whereas Mark played an important role in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy and the subsequent rebuilding of the borough, we will be forever grateful for his extraordinary service. Now, therefore, be proclaimed by the governing body of the borough of Seabright that we hereby honor Mark A. Lexstein for his years of service to the borough of Seabright, and be further proclaimed that we extend our heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and good wishes for the future of health and happiness.
It'll be in the contract.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. I'll make a motion to move the agenda.
So, second.
All right. Councilmembers Burdell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexstein?
Yes.
All right. The agenda has been approved. On to the ordinance number 15, 2021, Borough of Seabright County, Monmouth State of New Jersey. there is an ordinance creating Chapter 141 of the Borough Code being titled Boarding and Rooming Houses. Would anyone make a motion to open a public meeting on ordinance number 15-2021?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, Councilmembers Wenzel?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
I'm abstaining on this.
And Lexi?
Yes.
All right, would anybody from the public be heard on this ordinance? Seeing no one, hearing no one, would anyone make a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance number 15-2021?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Councilmembers Wenzel?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yes.
All right, would anyone like to make a motion to adopt ordinance 15-2021?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, Councilmembers Wenzel?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler? And Lexi?
Yes.
All right, so ordinance 15-2021 has been adopted. We're on to individual action on new business. Vouchers in the amount of $740,570.99. Would anyone make a motion to approve this voucher list?
I'll make that motion.
So moved. Second.
All right, Jack and Jeff. Councilmembers Wenzel?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yes.
Vouchers been approved. All right, we're already on to the mayor and council meeting comments. One thing to note is that we have received the revised school feasibility study, so Seabright now is studying that, and then once we're done with our review, we'll definitely release it to the public. We're just waiting for the state legislation. We went back, right now it's in the hands of the legislature, and it's being reviewed with comments from the governor. And it should pass that, we're assuming, and then hopefully be signed by the governor, and then it'll become law. So once that happens, we'll have we'll issue the review of the feasibility study, then proceed from there into the new year. Also, a reminder that we have a reorg, I believe it's on Saturday, January 8th at 10:30 right here. So reorganization day is there, so come on out. Besides that, anyone on council like to speak to the committees?
Hey, Mayor, if I only got to hear me okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would like to report out of the finance, insurance, and grants committee. We had the opportunity to have a finance committee meeting with the administration, with Joe Rooney and Mike Bascom, to sort of begin talking about next year's budget and priorities and ideas, et cetera. One of the items that was discussed in the committee was to have the administration go back and model for us. Actually, two things. Number one, to sort of benchmark our parking fee structure with that of our neighbors and see where we are compared to our neighbors, and then come back with some figures about what a modest increase in line with our neighbors would be, and even still be less than our neighbors, but what a modest increase might look like, what the financial impact of such increase would be. So we have some of that information in, and we'll be putting that together for consideration at a future meeting. So I just want to make the folks aware of that. I think it's good that we are the best deal in the area as far as parking, and I believe that we will remain the best deal or among the best deals in parking. But it's a way for us to be able to generate revenue, additional revenue, to be able to fund our priorities as we go forward. So that was one item to report out. And I'll stop there. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Anyone else?
Maybe a small beach update. Don got a report for beach batch sales that started on Saturday. So far we sold 603, 60 were purchased by check, 111 were sold by cash, and 432 were internet sales. So
I got two of those.
Yeah. We totaled 10,500 the first week. So other than that, we're also looking into lifeguard towers instead of chairs, which is going to be pretty nice, but we don't, he's getting the information.
Awesome. All right, thanks, man. Anybody else have any comments?
Yeah, I just want to say with the DPW, I want to thank them for working diligently to help keep the town clean and get prepped for ready for winter. And to that effect, you know, keep your ears and eyes open for winter is finally here. So keep your ears and eyes open for them as far as the snow removal and keeping your cars off the streets if we get to that point. Hopefully we won't get too much snow this year, but just in case for preparation, just keep your ears and eyes open.
Sounds good, yeah. You, James?
I'd like to wish everyone here Merry Christmas, blessed for the new year, and especially the staff, you had great support from Joe, and Chris, Mike, the chief, fire chief, and you know, it's been a great year with the people who work with them. They're pleasant to work with, and also confident, so it's been a positive for them. Test of the history is finished and next year's.
Sounds good, Jay. Thanks.
Progress.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Hey, thanks, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a nice new year. And to echo what Jack said, thanks. We're going to see everybody reorg, but thanks for all of our departments in town. Everyone does an outstanding job. That's all over the town that we are. We all appreciate it. So we'll see you. Have a nice New Year's. We'll see you all on the 8th. I'll see the fire department on the 1st. All right, great. We don't have an executive session tonight, it turns out, so we'll go ahead and make a motion to adjourn, I believe.
So moved.
Second.
All right, Councilmembers Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lexus. All right, have a great night, everyone.